Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494 gets you aboard. Are you concerned this drama is going to halt this Eagles team and hurt where they're going this season, which should be at least the NFC title game, if not back to the Super Bowl in Santa Clara? I do have concern. I don't think there's any team out there better than the Eagles, but I do believe that the Eagles' nonsense and their own drama internally could hurt this thing moving forward. Where do you come down? Are you concerned about everything going on? It just gets louder and louder. We're going to let you hear in a minute what Jalen Hurts said yesterday. He was peppered with questions. I was going to say start of the press conference, but someone stuck in a couple of Fred Johnson questions and Cowboys questions first, and then they got
Why?
To it. I don't know. I mean, Fred's starting a right tackle. Anyway.
Yeah, he's the most important. Pertinent thing out there.
We'll get to Jalen's response coming. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Jay in West Philly, up on WIP. Hey, Jay.
What's going on, y'all?
Hey, Jay. What's up, buddy?
Hey, look. Buddy. Why you cut me off yesterday before I could get to my contest question?
I forget, but I told Kyle to make sure we got your answer. Did we get it? I think we did.
No, we did. Come on. Let's cover it up stuff, man.
You weren't going to win anyway. Your answers are always terrible.
All right. Go ahead. Jay.
Yes.
How you feel about D-Gun throwing you in there?
Hey, man, I've arrived, dog. You know what I mean? I mean, I didn't walk off the field. I didn't walk out the fry. I was cooking fries when I started out. Now I'm an analyst.
That's blowing like up. Call a big brother. No, you know.
he said, I D-Gun my little brother. That's crazy.
Hey, look, that's what it sounds like.
Yeah, he need to get some facial hair. That's what he needed to get him some facial hair.
This thing, I can't wait till this season over. We get another one. And look, I'm hoping they trade Jalen, man, because I'm tired of hearing his name every day. I'm a fan of his, but everything is Jalen's fault.
No, I don't think that's what's being said. I think that he's a part of the problem, though. I think there's something there. I think that something that Jalen's doing is rubbing folks the wrong way.
Well, look, this is the thing. You gotta listen to Ike's rant yesterday, and if there's people talking trash about him changing up when game time comes, let them play quarterback.
Yeah, I mean,
it's not going to go like going practice.
Let me tell you, man, this is a truism, because there was, as a defender, when Donovan was there, I didn't have a problem with Donovan, because Donovan didn't directly affect anything that I had going on outside on Sunday when he had to score points. Mm. But there were guys that they weren't fans of Donovan, and most of those guys were receivers. But you didn't hear that. You didn't hear it because who was going to say something? Donovan's the man. You know what I mean? You know what the reality is? And we were talking about this morning, man. Most quarterbacks that are at that level, they're wired different. And they do different things. They're treated different.
Because when it's wins and losses, who's sitting at that podium?
Yeah, they're the quarterback.
Somebody else dropped the ball. Freddie Mitchell ran the wrong route, and Neas Williams get the pick. Who's sitting at the podium?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I get that. I understand that. So I know that with that responsibility, there comes a little bit of separation.
I agree with it. Jay, I think it's wrong that they're everyone's throwing this out there on Jalen.
Because everybody want to listen to the slow slot receiver with bad knees that just got his first commercial.
The slow slot receiver. There,
well, I did see a lot of that AJ commercial. I know what you're talking about.
He got his first commercial.
He's on a treadmill. He's running. Running fast, and I see him on the field running these days.
Yeah, exactly. A slot receiver, and now everybody want to listen to him. Okay. It's like I said, go ahead and trade Jalen, a 26-year-old quarterback that's been in two Super Bowls, and go ahead and replace him and see what happens. Like you said, go ahead and put Tanner McKee in and see what happens when he gets hit. What else is the same type of winning we had since then?
Well, it wouldn't be the same type of winning with Tanner McKee.
That's obvious. Like you worked there, Jillio. First thing, what's your first response when I say Jalen?
Paul Jolovitz? Jolly?
He said childish.
Childish, sorry. Yeah. He said Jolovitz.
See, y'all all co-workers, but look what you said.
Well, I thought you said Jolovitz. I don't know. But what's your point on this? I'm with you.
That's what I'm saying. All these, like, you got 53 personalities in there. You really think everybody going to get along with everybody? Something happens?
No, I don't. But I think,
because they became acquaintances at 18, people think they were lifelong best friends.
No, but see, Jay, this is different.
But I agree. And
it's something personal that happened.
Well, sure.
It's something different because you don't name somebody your godparent, and then all of a sudden you don't fool with them no more. That makes no sense.
All right, let me just present something, though, because we're now wading into all quarterbacks. No one's going to like everyone, blah, blah, blah. Can anyone point to me the stories coming out of Buffalo about Allen, the stories out of Kansas City about Mahomes? Could anyone point that this is?
There's probably some exceptions to the rule, but
not like this.
But I will say this, Joe, and I talk about this all the time. Boomer Esiason was not a cool dude.
Sure.
He wasn't a cool dude.
I
Donovan McNabb, when he was younger, was cooler than he was when he got older. Then he got cool again when he got done playing quarterback.
I'm just trying to illustrate it's not every quarterback. They all might be wired differently, but this feels a little bit extreme. That's why I keep coming back to the Russell Wilson thing. This reminds me of the Russell Wilson thing more than anything. And I don't know what happened, but I know this.
I know what happened.
Well, you do.
As I recklessly speculate.
Well, that's what you do. All I know is this. Something's going on here. It's not just AJ. If this was just AJ, and I've been pretty clear, AJ's got to shut up. Like, enough. Like, or is it about winning football games or your numbers? What happened this past week, though, is more than just AJ, right? The D-Gun report on the post-game show with Seth was not simply AJ. It was people within the organization. It's the same thing Diana Rossini put out there in her article on Saturday. Multiple people. So AJ is one person. So if there's multiple people, that reminds me of Russell Wilson, where it felt like, for whatever reason, him and the team were going in opposite directions.
Well, you know what? Let me put this in a relatable context where people can understand. It's almost like, if you own a company, right? And you have this coworker that works his way through the ranks, like going after, working late hours, working overtime, and all this other stuff. And then when they get the job of their dreams, they stop doing all that stuff that put them in position to get all of that.
Mm.
That's what it kind of feels like with this whole Jalen Hurts thing. Like, when you hear some of the stories that are coming out of there, it's like once he got his money, everything changed. And he became more of a problem. But like they always say, money don't change you. It makes you more of who you are.
Well, that's the Russell thing. My perception on Russell, watching it from afar, was he was good. They won with him. But then he got paid the most, and they viewed it as like, hey, we carried you. Now you're the guy in commercials. Now you're the guy with all the money.
But that's
brand new.
That's the nature of the beast, though. You have to understand
it. It could be the nature of the beast. Doesn't mean players in the locker room love that. Like, because what happens on this radio station every time Jalen comes up? He's a winner. He wins. I'm a teammate, I'm like, dude, he wins because we're here with him.
But it's always been like that.
But again, that doesn't change the feeling you have.
No, I mean, I get it. I get what you're saying, Joe. But I guess because, like I said, I played defense. And we knew nobody. Like, I could name the times that I went to the podium and talked. And I remember some of the times I was surprised that I was at the podium.
Can we go back and find those clips?
Like, I'm just like, dog, I'm surprised I'm here. Because you don't get a chance
to talk. Let me get on YouTube and search that.
But that is how defensive players are wired. Mm. And you know what the difference in this one is? Normally, receivers complain. But this is a situation where receivers complain, but the quarterback is greater than the sum of the team, and they don't say anything. It feels to me like they don't feel like the quarterback is that great, so they can say whatever they want to say.
Right.
Because they feel like...
Well, that's it.
They might feel like, you know, that he's replaceable.
215-592-9494.
That was me recklessly speculating,
was
too,
it?
By the way.
Was
that was reckless.
All right, can we hear from Jalen? Then we got to tell everyone how we're giving away a great prize. Hey, Jalen Hurts yesterday, a few questions back and forth here about all these reports and everything he's feeling as all this comes out.
Jalen, there's a report over the weekend that there's some frustration building in the locker room with your approach. How do you kind of digest that and what's sort of your reaction to it?
Just go to work every day. Go to work every day and continue to go out there and try and do my best.
Being in the position you are as a starting quarterback in this league, does that kind of come with the territory? And how do you learn to deal with it?
I think it definitely does. And, you know, I take a lot of the responsibility when things are going. I guess I get a lot of attention when things are going well and when things are not going so well. And so I never run away from holding myself accountable, and I think that's exactly what I've taken the approach of doing. You know, when I look at this last game, you know, I take great pride in what we do on offense. I take great pride in how we go out there and play as a team and what our flow is. And so, you know, we obviously got work to do, and I think that obviously starts with me. That's always my approach. That's always me looking internally first. In everything that we do, and then in due time, rising above.
If there are frustrations from your teammates or coaches with you, do you feel like you're open to them coming to you with them?
Well, I can't get into hypotheticals of if. Ultimately, it's about coming in here and working and leading and bringing good energy and going out there and showing about how you work. You know, at the end of the day, we come out here we are here to play. As a team and to play together and go out there and find ways to win. And so that's where we all have our focus at.
So those things haven't been brought to you directly?
I don't want to get into that. I know it hasn't, though.
How about you personally?
Y'all bring it to me. I mean, you know, I think it's a bit of a different thing. Again, I don't want to get into the weeds of anything ultimately.
But from a personal level, that's what I was going to ask you about. How do you sort of, I assume you get frustrated at times with certain things. How do you sort of overcome that?
It comes with the nature of it. You know, everybody's going to have an opinion, and I give a lot of respect to those things. Ultimately, you know, we're all here to do the same thing. And so it's about the pursuit of that, you know, and I've always encouraged trying to work together to achieve that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hugh, I thought he handled that part of yesterday well. I mean, he's peppered with questions there about all this. And
yeah.
What I heard was a guy that is trying to keep it centered on, hey, I hear it. You're bringing it to me. I'm reacting to it. But we got to focus on the big picture. I thought he handled all that pretty well.
Yeah, he did. He did what you're supposed to do when you're at the podium. You're supposed to field the questions and try to steady the boat, if you will, and not make it seem like it's a big deal.
even though they keep happening, though, which is the part of
this.
They
keep winning.
Yeah, well, they keep winning. And that is the bottom line. 215-592-9494. All right, before we go any further, here we do a prize to give away today. You know what it is? A little Combo Con. Oh.
Combo Con!
So y'all ain't going to do Hughes Clues no more, huh? We just...
Well, we're within Combo Con time. Are you sensitive about the Hughes Clues thing?
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Listen,
man.
You know what, man? You can't have it all.
It's no coincidence that ever since he had that really bad day with the Midwest.
What are you talking about? You know what you did.
I don't know. No, Hugh, like, literally nobody got it. So, like, we had to basically give it out.
You know the you know that long-standing theory that Michael Jordan didn't really retire? He was, you know, suspended from the NBA We may have shadow banned Hughes Clues for a while.
That ain't right.
Well, I mean, maybe the Jordan thing wasn't right, but David Stern had to put his foot down.
Hughes Clues has a phantom injury right now.
Blue Jeans like it had to put his foot down.
Forever in Blue Jeans.
And we banned Hughes Clues. Anyway, we have Combo Con today, which, of course, is presented by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey and Gerhard's Appliances. So you're playing today for the qualifying prize, which is the Jack Daniel's prize pack, the rocks, glasses, umbrella, golf tee pack, playing cards, along with a Weber Grillbush courtesy of Gerhard's Appliances. So you win today, you're automatically entered for our grand prize, which is the Weber Grill courtesy of Gerhard's Appliances, the Jack Daniel's Yeti Cooler, and the Jack Daniel's Cornhole Set. Is an awesome grand prize, all brought to you by Gerhard's Appliances, the heart of the kitchen for over 80 years, where it's Black Friday all month long with up to $1,000 of rebates. And thanks to Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey, where you can find $3 off 750 milliliter bottles of Jack Daniel's Black Label and $3 off 1.75 liters of Gentleman Jack at your local fine wine and good spirit stores. And remember, celebrate responsibly. All right, today, it feels like it's appropriate to do this. Today, we're looking for notable breakups, as it does feel like we are headed at some point here for a breakup between the quarterback and the wide receiver. All right, notable breakups. Best one we get today wins the qualifying prize, and you're entered for the grand prize. Will in the Northeast is up on WIP. Will, good morning.
Dream team, how y'all doing?
What's up?
Truck, baby. I'm coming right there. But listen, I just want to say, with this Jalen situation, right? We can't feed into what's going on. Just like Flavor Flav said, don't believe the hype. You dig what I'm saying? Right now, we're in a great place where we can do a repeat, and all we need to do is for everybody to ignore what's going on. Because right now, it's a big distraction. And this happened when the collapse happened. You know what I'm saying? And we got to understand that these guys, whoever's leaking this stuff out or reporting all this nonsense, let's put it to rest. I want this team to come together and show that whatever they try to do, they're not going to stop our destiny. We on our way to another Super Bowl, and we're going to win it. All we got to do is stay in tune with each other. And let me ask y'all something.
Mm-hmm.
Let's keep the main thing the main thing.
Always. That's what we do on this show.
Right here, football, you got 32 teams not going after stats. They're going after the Super Bowl. And the only way you get to the Super Bowl is not by stats, but by winning. And let's keep that in the forefront. Because like right now, hey, baby, you know I'm always ready. Just like the Eagles is always ready. Listen, our defense is going to step up. Our offense is going to step up. Hey, AJ, it's time, baby. It's time to stop playing possum. Possum is over, baby. It's time to get it going. The great game, the defense, everything. Chris, everything. Everything is about to go down, baby. Because guess what? The wait is over. The possum is over. We're about to take over the lead. And now everybody is going to see that, yes, we can pass it, run it, anytime we want. It's time to show the world that we are the best team in the league. And nobody can beat us. Like I said, this is the game of chess. And your biggest opponent is yourself. So evil, the only team that can beat you is you. So let's pull together, let's get this Super Bowl, and let's go right back to back, baby. Because guess what? We built this team by team, player by player, and we're going to drop pass by pass, and we're going to stick by stick. Every front, the top come up the middle, every quarterback, the top on the ball, he's coming in. Guess what? Defense, offense, coming together, and this spell, E-A-E-L-E-S, E-A-E-L-E-S.
Will, that's a hell of a job. Every time I'm down in the dumps, you bring me back. Will, what do you got for us for the notable breakup?
The biggest breakup in rap history. Wu-Tang Clan, baby.
Wow. Wow. I mean, Will just brought it today. I mean, Will, that was a home run. You know,
did they break up, though? Well, the Wu-Tang.
Did they not break up?
I think they kind of just went, you know, they started working on different projects.
Isn't going your separate ways kind of a breakup?
I guess. I guess because I never thought about the Wu-Tang Clan as being broken up.
So I guess that's on us, though. We didn't qualify it with, it can be an amicable split.
Sure.
Yeah. Right? Ooh, I got it. Ooh. Uh-oh.
I got some good ones?
Oh, man, I do. I have them. Like I was telling y'all about one of them yesterday. Yeah. That was like, Buddy was like, no, I don't fool that cat.
So, according to the AI overview on Google, the Wu-Tang Clan is not officially broken up. They never officially disbanded. Members have stated they always planned for solo careers under the group's banner.
Yeah. So that's what they all went, they did their own things. Like Bobby Digital, Raekwon did his own, like, yeah, a whole bunch of them did their own little thing.
But don't sometimes people break up, they go their separate ways, and it's not like a big blowout. It's just like, hey, we're going to go our separate ways.
Ooh, I'm going to let people guess, but there are a few that come to mind that are really, really good ones, like that are super controversial. So I'm going to lay out, but there's a few that, I don't want to talk about it because this is my useless information realm.
You got a lot.
I got a lot of that. So, yeah, I'll just leave it alone. I'll let the people guess.
Let's go to Tanner in Philly up next on WIP. Hey, Tanner.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Tanner.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, nothing. So with the breakup and everything, Jalen and AJ, I can see both sides. I loved it when we got AJ. I loved it when we drafted Jalen. I was a big Carson Wentz guy. But I knew it was his time to go. Thinking about it, though, after this game, depending on how Jalen plays, I think it'd be best, since we're going into the easier part of the season, to allow Jalen to get his mind right, take a break, get maybe a game or two, because he's got so much going on with the media and everybody criticizing him.
When you say sitter game or two, you mean Tanner plays quarterback, Tanner McKee, and Jalen sits?
Yeah, give Jalen a second to recuperate.
Tanner.
And allow.
Tanner.
Yeah.
Tanner, what's your last name? It's not McKee. It's not McKee, is it?
No, it's not McKee.
Okay. But
Tanner, let's workshop this a little bit. Say they win this game this weekend.
Yeah.
How do you justify sitting Jalen down? And what are you doing? Washing dishes? What you doing?
He's busy.
Nothing. I'm moving around. I'm
dropping stuff. He's
moving around. Let's work on the content of the conversation.
That's what I'm saying. How do we decide to put Jalen on the bench if he beats the Dallas Cowboys? He is 8-2, by the way. So how do you justify that to this fan base?
I'm not saying it as a slight on Jalen. I'm saying it also as thinking about it from an owner's standpoint too.
You ain't answered the question, Tanner. You're not answering the question. I asked you a simple question. What is the press conference that's held that says we're going to sit Jalen down after he beats the Dallas
Cowboys?
Hope
we're carrying it alive, whatever the press conference is.
What is the message?
I'll help you out, Tanner.
It's
cool.
A mental break for 2 weeks. That's the message.
Yeah.
Mental break. Let him cook.
1 or 2 weeks, allowing him to get right. And maybe that's also time for him and AJ to work out whatever they got.
Or maybe
going on.
A couples retreat. They could go away.
Yeah,
and they'll come back better.
Yeah.
But here's the question, because there's always like Pandora's box. Like, what if Tanner McKee goes in there and lights up the Bears the next game? Then what do we do with that?
Oh, well.
I think that's
you
also
know what the city's
that's also a workshop there, too.
Yeah, you didn't workshop that one.
I didn't workshop any of it.
Well, always have to workshop the other side.
Yeah, it's cool, Tanner. I'm here for you.
You know what he sounded like, Hugh? When Joe questioned your analogy the other day,
you
were stumped.
No, I was not stumped.
There was a 6-second pause.
I had to workshop it a little bit, but I got there. I don't know about that.
Tanner, what's your notable breakup?
I was thinking of Hugh and breaking up the mini glizzies, but it was more of the so Eagles good. Princess.
That was not that.
Princess
that
Diana
was really
Prince
good.
William.
Princess Diana and Prince William is a big one. I watched The Crown on Netflix. Princess. Good show, by the way.
They didn't break up, though.
Well, what do you mean they didn't break up? He was with Camilla. I mean, they didn't break up.
Well, yeah, my timeline was off. Yeah, he did. You're right.
She had the other boyfriend that she was in the car with her.
You're right. My timeline.
I did watch The Crown on Netflix. It's good. But which answer of his should we put into the submission box? Because I do like Princess Di.
The hot dogs was so creative, though.
Not that funny.
All right, Mini Khaleesi.
You were the butt of the joke.
Nah.
Yes.
Officially,
that was so good.
So I guess Princess Di is still out there for someone to take. Sure. But I'm writing down Hugh and Mini Khaleesi's for Tanner's answer.
It's just the Mini Khaleesi's being eaten by Hugh. They're broken up.
Yes. Are we totally sure that that wasn't Tanner McKee? You talked to him pretty often.
That didn't sound like
Make sure that was. Because that you want a controversy. Tanner McKee calling WIP and calling for himself to start. That would count. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show. All right, coming up, your phone calls on this, your submissions, notable breakups for a chance at our qualifying prize for Combo-Con today. We'll get back to the calls. Plus, Jordan Mailata on the drama, what he said when asked about all this stuff. Are you concerned this thing could derail the season? I am Hugh holding firm that he's not. Where do you come down? Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. And my friends over at FanDuel, we can talk about them. Every NFL Thursday is your chance to hit the jackpot on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Because with FanDuel's Thursday touchdown jackpot, you can win a share of $2 million in bonus bets each week. To get in on this Thursday's action, all you have to do is place an anytime touchdown score bet before the game kicks off. Who do we like tonight? Probably Josh Allen. Maybe one of those tight ends he throws to all the time. If your player scores the first or last touchdown of the game, you win your bet plus a share of bonus bets. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to take a shot at the jackpot. That's FanDuel.com/GIGLIO for your chance to win a share of $2 million in bonus bets. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.